scared of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby. I'm the king of bongo zone. Hit me when I come.
I mean, it's fun.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo bong.
You have a very nice voice. You were a singer, weren't you?
Ah, once upon a time.
Isn't that amazing? Who did you? Have you got a favourite gig that you remember having done?
Yeah.
Whoa, what a note. Pana, yeah, I did. I asked you for your favourite gig, not launch into one.
Yeah, at the Music Factory in Temple Bar.
Oh, great. Yeah, with your own band.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. What were they called? The Pams?
Well, at one point, it was really stupid. We just called the band Halton, which was my surname.
The band which?
Halton.
Oh, Halton is your surname?
Yeah, my maiden name.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Did not know this.
There
okay.
You go.
Pam Halton. Oh, my God, it's very 70s. I do like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Pamela, our producer, in case you're like, who is this lady? No, I mean, because some people tune in. Everybody knows you, but some people do tune in and they go, who am I talking to?
Who's that spanner?
That's Pammy. She's not a spanner. Thanks. She's a fabulous singer. Pam Halton, ladies and gentlemen. Yay, Pam wins, says Dave in County Limerick. There you go. Congratulations. Dylan, how are you?
How are you, Al? How are we
going? I'm very good, Dylan. Dylan, you're in Leash today?
Correct.
Good man. Now, Dylan, you told me, never mind what I was wearing, I have another communion story from 28 years ago. What happened?
I'll never forget. Basically, after being brought around to all my relatives, and I was going back home in the car, and I was throwing all the notes, all the pound notes out the window, clenching onto the coins, because I thought they were more valuable.
Oh, my God. The childhood innocence.
Yeah, exactly, that's it.
Would you say, how much would you say you threw out the window?
I don't know, but I'd say someone in Clondalkin had a great time that night.
Oh, isn't that awful? I mean, because like, as a kid, I suppose you're thinking, no, this is heavy. This is,
correct.
You know.
Yeah. But
oh
back
my
then, coins were worth a lot more than what they are today. But
oh, my God. Did your parents find out?
Well, they're the ones that caught me just as I was throwing the last note out the window.
What did they say?
What do you think? What the hell are you doing?
And once you explained, no, don't worry, the coins are worth more.
Coins are worth more.
Oh my God, poor old Dylan, I feel bad for you.
I've never had money since. Never been good to hold on to it.
Oh, good man, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Dylan.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, the innocence of youth. If you'd like to win tickets to see me in the Marquee, live at the Marquee on Friday, the 16th of June, here's a click from the clip from the iconic TV series, Fawlty Towers.
That's it. Just once too often, right? Well, don't say I have warned you. I've laid it on the line to you time and time again. Right, well, this is it. I'm going to give you a damn good thrashing.
The brilliant John Cleese as manic hotel owner Basil Fawlty plotting revenge against his car. So, what happens next? Basil goes out of shot, but what does he return with? If you think you know the answer, text us along with your name to 53102 or email al at todayfm.com. The National Lunchtime News is up next, and I'm off to hire a Hummer limo and get me meringue dress fitted.
Today FM with Al Porter. FM.